Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys this morning? That sounded really pathetic, guys. How are you guys doing this morning? Okay, that's much better. I was getting worried about you guys there for a second. I have a question for you guys this morning. Actually, it's more of a scenario question. But let's say that Abby and Sally, they come to UCA next year. Say they, Abby sees Sally in the admissions office, she sees her across the room, and she's like, you know, that girl would be kind of cool to get to know. She seems like she's cool, and we could probably be friends this year. And the same goes for, let's say Abby first. Sally looks across the room, and she's thinking the same thing. She sees her at lunch, and she's like, man, you know, I think we'd be good friends. I'll have to talk to her later. So they go through the next couple weeks, and they see each other at lunch. They're in the same lunch hall like you guys have, you know, in the same lunch hall. They come to week of prayer. They're, you know, Abby's over here and Sally's over here. Like, they're in the same area. They catch each other, you know, on their way from second to third period classes, and they're like, hey, how's it going? Yeah, I saw you. You know, we should catch up sometime, get to know each other. They never really make it happen. But, you know, they've gotten to know each other in the public sense, in the fact that they've, you know, they're acquaintances, you know, they've kind of got some sort of relationship, you know, a friendship. But let's just say, go to another scenario. Let's say Matthew and Jonathan come to UCA. And that same day, Jonathan sees Matthew and is thinking, you know, that guy, he's friends with, you know, my friends, and, you know, this guy and that guy, I think we'd probably be, you know, pretty good friends. And then Matthew sees Jonathan at lunch and is like, hey, you know, I don't know if you're staying with anyone for lunch, my name is Matthew, great to meet you. Where are you from? And so they start to get to know each other. They sit down for lunch, they're talking to each other, find out where they're from, you know, their families, that kind of thing, just basic information. And then they gotta get up and go. So they, you know, wave goodbye to see each other later. Well, they go to the same classes together, but the teacher says, okay, I need you guys to break up into pairs. And Jonathan and Matthew look across the room and they're like, hey, you wanna, okay, let's do it together. So then they get together and they start researching together. They spend time studying and they hang out. And then, you know, they find out that they both like basketball. So they start, you know, playing basketball on a couple nights a week. And, you know, they're really developing a friendship here and they're getting to know each other. And the closer that, you know, the more time they spend with each other, the more they're getting to know each other. And the more that they share about themselves, you know, their family, their siblings, you know, Jonathan's got his eye on this girl and Matthew's got his eye on that girl. And, you know, they kind of share this friendship. Well, 4 weeks later, they're like buds. But over here, Abby and Sally, 4 weeks later, they're kind of mere acquaintances. They both had a desire, Abby and Sally both had a desire to have that friendship, you know? They both had that mutual, like, hey, I think we could be friends. Jonathan and Matthew had that same desire. They both saw each other and they're like, you know, I think we could be friends. Abby and Sally, they spent time publicly with each other in the same area, you know, they kind of got to know each other in groups and stuff. They spent the public time together. Well, so did Matthew and Jonathan. They spent that time together publicly, hanging out in groups, classes, you know, passing from different class periods. But what was the one thing that Jonathan and Matthew did that Abby and Sally didn't do? Can anybody tell me? They spent quality time together. Now, Jonathan and Matthew, they spent that time together that Abby and Sally didn't have. That was the only thing different about their relationship, their friendship. Maybe some of you guys are picking up on where I'm going with this, but for those of you who don't, I'm going to read a couple other things to you before I tell you what exactly I'm talking about. I'll read you a quote from the same book that we've been reading from this week, Steps to Christ, chapter Privilege of Prayer, and it's page 96, and it says this. We should pray in the family circle, or maybe you would call it the dorm circle or the school circle. You know, you pray at class, you pray during United Prayer, you know, you pray during different things together, you pray publicly. It says, we should pray in the family circle, and above all, we must not neglect secret prayer, for this is the life of the soul. It is impossible for the soul to flourish while prayer is neglected. Family or public prayer alone is not sufficient. In solitude, let the soul be laid open to the inspecting eye of God. Secret prayers to be heard only by the prayer-hearing God. No curious ear is to receive the burden of such petitions. In secret prayer, the soul is free from surrounding influences, free from excitement. Calmly, yet fervently, will it reach out after God. God is our tower of strength. End of quote. Turn with me in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 6. Who brought their Bibles this morning? All right. I am happy to see that. Okay, let's keep it quiet, guys. But I'm happy that you guys brought your Bibles. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 6, verse 6. Matthew chapter 6, verse 6. When you're there, say amen. So everyone knows where Matthew is. Praise the Lord. Matthew chapter 6, verse 6, it says, "But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you've shut the door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly." I'm going to read that one more time. And when you pray, go into your room, and when you've shut the door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. Guys, today, the punchline really is quite obvious. Jonathan and Matthew spent quality time together, but they all had the desire. Both friendships had the desire. They both spent public time, but one spent quality time and one didn't. What these quotes are saying is that it's the same with our relationship with God. If you even have an inkling of a desire to have a relationship with God, God has already beat you to it. He already, before you were born, He wanted that relationship with you. So it's this mutual desire. Check. You come to week of prayer, and you guys pray publicly. Check. You know, you hang out publicly, so to speak, with God. You go to class, you guys pray before class. Check. That's, you know, public time. You spend time in groups of prayer in your dorms. You know, last night I went up on senior hall on the third floor of the girls' dorm, and I saw this paper. Made me so happy to see it. It said that a girl in the dorm was going to be leading out in 15 minutes of prayer. That excited me, guys. That is awesome to be able to spend that time publicly together with people unitedly in prayer. But the one thing that makes the difference in your relationship is that quality time, that secret time. When you have a relationship with someone, you have, you know, a significant other. You spend quality time with them to get to know them. If you don't spend quality time outside of the norm, outside of circumstances like school and class and lunch, if you don't spend time outside of that, your relationship doesn't go very far very quickly, does it? I actually have a boyfriend in New York, and I talk to him every day. The only thing that keeps me from talking to him is something that's out of my reach. If neither one of us have reception for some reason, or something huge comes up, but usually we sacrifice that time to talk to each other. Whether we have to call earlier or later or whatever, we make that time, we sacrifice that time. When it comes to your relationship with God, you have to make a sacrifice of time. You say, "I have a desire to have a relationship with God," and God says, "Okay, let's have a date tomorrow. How about we spend time together tomorrow morning? You got breakfast at 6:30. How about we meet from 6 to 6:30? How's that?" And you say, "Oh, I gotta take a shower, you know, before I go to breakfast." "Okay, well, that's okay. My schedule's flexible. How about we meet from, you know, 5:30 to 6? Does that work?" And you say, "Well, no, I was already going to kind of hang out with you, you know, 11:50 at week of prayer. Like, you know, I was going to hang out with you there. And he says, "Okay, how about the next day?" "Well, no, just to be honest here, I don't have time, okay? I want a relationship with you, but I don't have time, okay? Sorry." And God says, "Okay." And your relationship doesn't go anywhere because you don't spend that time. If you have a relationship with someone else, you will not dare let someone pull you away from that time with that other person. You won't let friends pull that time away. You won't let studies. You won't let teachers. You won't let family. You sacrifice time. But when it comes to God, we say, "Well, I don't have time. Sorry." If you were to go, when you do take that time with the Lord, when you do say, "Okay, I'll spend that time with you," and then you miss a day, you know, maybe a couple weeks later, you kind of miss a day, and you miss a day talking to your significant other, it's okay. But you go a week talking without your significant other, and your relationship starts to sever. You start to get this division. You go a month talking without your significant other, your relationship is done. It's over. It's through the cracks. You're done. In the same way with God, if you go a day without talking to Him, it's okay. or I get back the next day. You go a week without talking to him, and it kind of, you know, you just don't really have that relationship. You know, it's not as on fire as it was before. And then, you know, you go a month or 2 months, and your relationship is gone. You don't have that relationship with God anymore. The difference between God and your significant other, or your one significant other, is that we're human beings, and typically and unfortunately in this world, people can be very unforgiving, and they likely won't, you know, accept you back, you know, when you made a mistake of not keeping up with your relationship. The difference with God is that He loves you, He cares about you so much, that He says, you know what, it's okay, come, just come back. We can try it again. Just this time, let's keep going. Let's not let it slide this time. The difference between God and humans is that God cares and He'll take you back at any time, but we're not to take that for granted. We are to sacrifice that time. If we really want a relationship with the Lord, we have to sacrifice time. No matter what comes up, your studies, your teachers, your family, your friends, social events, those are all good things. But if they pull you from spending your time with God, it's gonna end just like any other relationship would. You know, once again, to go back to the first scenario about Abby and Sally. Abby and Sally, they go to their 25-year alumni reunion, and they see each other, and they kind of go, you know, I kind of recognize you. I think I've seen, yeah, I remember you, sort of. We wanted to be friends, and that's right. But Jonathan and Matthew, 25 years later, they were in each other's weddings. They were buds for life because they spent time together. They spent quality time. They sacrificed their time for that relationship, and that was a relationship for life. Guys, I would challenge you to spend that time with God in the morning. Don't let anything take that time from your time with God, because that relationship with God, you know, it becomes tight very quickly. And when you miss out on it, you miss out on a whole lot of blessings that come with it. And so don't just think that coming to a week of prayer and spending time in united prayer like we have, it's a blessing. It is not to be neglected either. But the two go hand in hand, private prayer and public prayer. So don't just come to united prayer and think, all right, I've done my dues, I've spent time with God, I've hung out, we're good. Spend that time in the morning. Spend that quality of time. Pour your heart out, like we talked about yesterday. Pour your heart out to each other. You know, share your problems, share your joys, your accomplishments, the things that, you know, hurt you the most. And that relationship will take you for an eternity. And you'll be able to spend that soon. You'll be able to spend that with him one-on-one, face-to-face. Right now, it's kind of like a long-distance relationship. You got to pick up the phone, keep that communion going like we talked yesterday. Today, we're going to pray like we did yesterday. We are going to break up into groups once again. The same goes for yesterday, except I want to mention something. For those who left, if you want to stay today, you can stay today. For those who stayed yesterday, if you feel like, you know, it's not really for you and you want to leave, you can leave today. For those of you who want to switch groups, you don't want to stay in the same groups, you can switch groups. You want to switch leaders, you want to switch spaces, do what you like. You can pray for 5 minutes, you can pray for 60 minutes, however long you want. If you guys want to do the transitional songs like we did the first couple days, totally up to you. You guys can do that too. I mean, you can sing whatever songs you'd like, implement Bible verses. The only thing that remains the same is when they put up on the board the order that we go in. That's the only thing that remains the same. So enjoy your prayer time, and don't, on your way to lunch, think about have I neglected that time with the Lord? Have I neglected my time with you? Have I neglected our relationship? And if you have, come back to him. Tell him how much you want to spend that time with him and get back on track. Don't wait till tomorrow even. Spend that time with him later this evening and then get back on track tomorrow. And go ahead and have a great prayer time, and I will see you guys in the morning.